This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In addition to maybe a move they have to make if we get some injury news or something today, they did make some roster moves. The only one that was slightly surprising was because of how they once talked about this player. But in fairness, he wasn't consistent enough, and that was Carlos Hernandez not making the roster and then ultimately getting claimed by the Philadelphia Phillies through waivers. Nick Prado, Nelson Velasquez did make it through. Nobody claimed them, so they're going to be in AAA barring some other change or something like that. But Carlos Hernandez was somebody that they spoke highly about for many years. He had the stuff, but just was never consistent enough.
And they had to risk it because of other arms.
And they chose like Chris Stratton, for example. They kept him on. And some of it, yeah, this is an option thing. No options left for Carlos Hernandez. That was part of the scenario. So the thought about Carlos Hernandez, and it'll be interesting to see if he does anything in Philadelphia. They also made a small trade. Well, although the trade now could end up being a little bit more of an impact based off of potentially the Vinny injury. But they bring in a veteran bat for cash considerations or a player to be named later. Mark Canha, 36-year-old veteran in a trade with the Brewers. Last year for Detroit and San Francisco, he was on two clubs, hit 242, 7 homers, 42 RBI, and 95 hits on the season. Gives him a little bit of veteran experience. He can play outfield. He can play first base. So maybe that's where this comes into play.
Do you want to know what the most important stat for Mark Canha was? Last year for two different teams, his on-base percentage, 344, would have ranked second on the Kansas City Royals, or third, right around that range. And so, you want to know a stat more than anything else? He is a career 349 on base guy. They have obviously prioritized that the entire offseason. It is why they gave up a starter for Jonathan India. It is why it was so important that Bobby Witt Jr. was a big on base guy and why they think Vinny can continue to grow in that area. They brought in Canha for one reason and one alone: to play 70 games in random positions all over the field and get on base at a 350 clip. It's a perfectly fine signing because he plays everywhere. That's why you like it. He can even play a little first base if you need him to, depending on how long Vinny Pasquantino could be down for. And so
right. This
is one of those, like, I'm more worried about Canha. Just feels like that's a nice, safe vet move. Got no complaints. That's the kind of thing I think they were trying to accomplish in, like, the free agent signings. They were trying to get all off season and they weren't going to cave on like a bad price on them. So like Canha, 35, cool, fine. The Carlos Hernandez one has the biggest chance to burn him because I am also a believer in his arm talent. And when I look at the bullpen, you know what though? It's funny. It could burn him. But the reason why it makes me happy today is they're so deep. that Carlos Hernandez, they couldn't make room for. This is a player who's been like the fourth guy called out of the third guy called out of the bullpen the last like 3 years in the big leagues, and they don't got room. They had to make a tough call on a good, talented pitcher because they don't got room in the bullpen because of how good it is, Gold. And maybe that's just a pie in the sky way to look at it, but you and I both know how much they value Carlos Hernandez, and they were unwilling to keep him on the opening day roster because he was out of options.
He was never consistent enough is part of the problem,
yeah,
too,
sure,
though.
Sure.
But, I mean, like, if you're just looking at the baseball card and the stats,
it's like a 5 ERA, probably.
Yeah, 4.95 ERA, pitched in 30 innings last year, 27 games for them. But, yeah, I think you're right that this bullpen has been revamped, and everybody feels better about it heading into the season. We'll see if it lives up to that. It sure looks like it could be a big strength of this team after being a real problem for them up until Urseg arrived in the back half of the season. But yeah, it tells you like that they're able to move on from somebody like that and still feel like they can be fine. I know there's some Royals fans that would have preferred a different move to go with it, but got to remember where some contracts are at for some guys and where options are at for some guys. And he didn't have an option remaining. So Carlos Hernandez is now a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. So Carlos Estevez is a Royal, and Carlos Hernandez is a Philly, and Estevez was on the Phillies before, so they swapped, you know?
I'll take the swap. It's a dead swap like that because
I'm joking.
The Royals had to pay him money versus
2 for $20, right? I think is what it was for.
Yeah, which was a lot for a reliever at the time, but I think that
he's
goes
a
back
closer
to, that's why
opening
Canna
day.
Ended up. I just think they wanted one more guy in case they can't put Massey and India and him. It's just a safety net in case these guys aren't one of them or all three of them, really, Gold, aren't everyday players. They just need one of those guys to be like Mikel, Massey, MJ. They need one guy to be like, oh, he plays every day. That's it. And then, yeah, it's the on-base thing. 349, that's a good career on-base percentage. He had a 376 on-base percentage in the second half last year. So, I mean, you know, again, a kind of player who you can kind of count on, at least based on that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.